July 24th, 1969, the world welcomed little baby Jennifer Lopez.
Congratulations, it's a girl. You may want to stock up on the Pampers XL. Talk about baby booties.
Jennifer Lopez, a star is born.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Del Walters. President Trump reacting to the seven-hour appearance before Congress of former special counsel Robert Mueller.
There was no defense of what Robert Mueller was trying to defend, in all fairness to Robert Mueller. Whether his performance was a bad one or a good one, I think everybody understands that. I think everybody understands what's going on. There was no defense to this ridiculous hoax, this witch hunt.
The president also sparring with reporters on his way to West Virginia, invoking the phrase fake news several times. President's claims, though, counter to what the special counsel actually told Congress.
And when Donald Trump called your investigation a witch hunt, that was also false, was it not?
I'd like to think so, yes.
Well, your investigation is not a witch hunt, is it?
It is not a witch hunt.
Committee Chair Adam Schiff and Robert Mueller. Mueller also saying the president can be indicted once he leaves office. This is Fox News.
Nation is the
Do you have feelings of inadequacy? Do you suffer from shyness? Do you sometimes wish you were more assertive? If you answered yes to any of these questions, ask your doctor or pharmacist about tequila. Tequila is the safe, natural way to feel better and more confident about yourself and your actions. Tequila can help ease you out of your shyness and let you tell the world that you're ready and willing to do just about anything. You'll notice the benefits of tequila almost immediately, and with a regimen of regular doses, you can overcome any obstacles that prevent you from living the life you want to live. Shyness and awkwardness will be a thing of the past, and you'll discover many talents you never knew you had. Stop hiding and start living with tequila. Tequila may not be right for everyone. Women who are pregnant or nursing should not use tequila. However, women who wouldn't mind nursing or becoming pregnant are encouraged to try it. Side effects may include dizziness, nausea, vomiting, incarceration, erotic lustfulness, loss of motor control, loss of clothing, loss of money, loss of virginity, delusion of grandeur, table dancing, headache, dehydration, dry mouth, and a desire to sing karaoke and play all night rounds of strip poker, truth or dare, and naked twister. Warning, the consumption of alcohol may make you think you're whispering when you're not, is a major factor in dancing like a retard, may cause you to tell your friends over and over again that you're in love with them, also may cause you to think you can sing. Alcohol may lead you to believe that ex-lovers are really dying for you to telephone them at 4 a.m. Alcohol may make you think you can logically converse with members of the opposite sex without spitting. It may create the illusion that you are tougher, smarter, faster, and better looking than most people, and it may lead you to think people are laughing with you. Alcohol may cause pregnancy, and it also may be a major factor in getting your ass kicked. So what are you waiting for? Stop hiding and start living with tequila.
Hey. Jay Quellen. Where's Jay Quellen at?
Oh, she and Dana had to leave. They're busy. But yes. What a great... The time goes by so freaking fast when they are here. It's crazy.
They're smart. They're funny. They're insightful.
Yes.
And slightly intimidating, which is a good thing.
I kind of like that, actually.
Yeah.
How about that? We both made the same observation.
Must
you know
be true,
why?
Then.
Because you're learning.
I'm learning.
Being next to me.
No, it's not
room.
Just I could just bring wisdom to the table that I've fostered on my own. Of course, I had to get my insights from you. Because you're like the Bodhisattva of news talk.
The what? I didn't finish school. I don't know who a Bodhisattva is.
You don't need to go to school. Did you listen to Steely Dan?
Yeah.
Or like a Buddha.
I couldn't understand the lyrics.
Half the time, me too. Yeah, why don't you throw out your gold teeth and see how they roll? The hell does that mean, Donald Fagan?
Yeah, really. We should do that sometime. A festival of pretentious lyrics.
I do love Steely Dan, but their lyrics
do,
are...
But,
yeah.
And, you know, in all honesty, I work for them, but I love Styx.
Styx!
Yeah, I used to work for them.
Babe,
but their
I
big weakness
you.
As a band was lyrics, and that was largely Dennis DeYoung.
Yeah.
Tommy's stuff is good, Blue Collar Man, those kinds of things. Those are songs that tell stories. Dennis said silly things. Should President Trump be impeached and removed from office? 42% say yes. I don't believe that for 1 minute. I don't believe that only 45% have a favorable opinion. And get lost. That's Fox. That's Fox with that garbage. They really have come to disappoint. Yesterday, we had Callie, the owner of the CBD store, in the studio. Actually, on the phone. Yeah, no, in the studio. That was yesterday. And I have been in the process of getting up to speed with learning about the products that have been legalized since the Farm Bill of last year put the use of industrialized hemp on the table for people, and now CBD products are changing lives. And your CBD store sells only products that are made from industrialized certified hemp cultivated from state hemp pilot programs. And they can help you in any number of different ways. LaDonna has actually been using a CDB product for her dog, which is older, has arthritis. It's very easy to put.
Yeah, they're using the tincture. Well, and they have multiple dogs. That way they can dose the different dogs' amount for their body weight. And the dogs have the same endocannabinoid system that we do. So it works.
You know, and it's not a knock on vets. These products have just been recently made available to people.
But, right.
This sounds to me like a much more natural option as opposed to a painkiller that would also work on a human, or an anti-inflammatory that that people take.
Well, as we heard from Callie, the third-party testing, they have a vet on staff along with a human doctor, too, that looks into these things and these products.
This is a very easy store to find, and what I recommend, if you're interested in these products, and this is all top shelf, this is the best in this field, Marisa and Lori at the CBD store have incredible expertise, so you can't go wrong walking in and having a conversation about what it is that the issue that you're dealing with and how their products can help you. They are absolutely personable, wonderful, enthusiastic about how these products are changing lives for the better. And there's no such thing as a dumb question when it comes to these products or how they can help your health. So stop by and see them. The CBD store is easy to find. You know where the Renfro Adams Drugs location is, right off Mini Brown Parkway. There's a North and South Plaza on the west side of that shopping center, and that's where the CBD store is. And Marisa and Lori are your contacts there. The number, 593-0818, open Monday through Saturday, 10 to 6. Traffic and weather together, then Brant McDonald on Today's Money.
Montgomery Skywatch rolling into the 5 o'clock rush hour, and things are busy out there this afternoon. We don't have a lot of problems for you, but there's a lot of traffic rolling on the boulevard, so be careful around the intersections. If you're on the interstates, they're up at a speed limit ride, except in the downtown area on I-85 southbound, where you're going to slow down as you approach the interchange. And the 31s look pretty good this afternoon. It's rather busy headed towards Wetumpka on 231, so let's be careful out there. For just 10 cents, a thin dime, and your good credit, you can drive away in anything on the lot at Reinhardt Used Car Super Center. Find a dime in the couch and then get your ride at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. For a free consultation, dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
We don't get many nice breaks like this in the summertime, so we're enjoying every second of this. Tonight, clear skies, cool, comfortable, overnight low temperature 65. Tomorrow, just about perfect again with low humidity and a high in the upper 80s. Lows at night in the upper 60s. Friday, I think we're still dry, high temperature up to about 90. A little more sticky towards Friday evening as the humidity creeps back. And then back to business as usual, Saturday and Sunday, heat and humidity, highs in the lower 90s, and a few spotty storms here and there. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Have you guys tried Nuke's Eatery, where everything is served fresh? I just enjoyed one of their 7 real meal deals with a full handcrafted sandwich for just $8.99. Choose a side and a 32-ounce drink. A real meal, only $8.99. Plus, save time when you order online. Some restrictions may apply.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I want Brant McDonald to listen to this millennial moment.
Joey!
He doesn't listen to anything.
And now, here is today's millennial moment.
I live at home, and, like, my parents pay for my cell phone bill, my cable, my food at home. They pay for vacations. But, hey, I pay for my own lunch at work, and I pay for my own Netflix account. So it's working out pretty good. Even Steven.
This has been today's Millennial Moment.
And now we welcome Mr. Right on the Money, Grant.
Yeah, baby!
McDonald, how are you, sir?
Hey, buddy. I'm doing great. It's been a good day. I'm enjoying the weather. Even ran into Rich today and at lunch, working out over at Metro, and thanked him for the wonderful weather.
Oh, it's going to be even better tomorrow. We might break a record low tomorrow that stood for 137 years. So all the climate alarmists, hey, what's going on here? You know, this happened 137 years ago. It's called the weather. Best definition of the whole thing I heard, let's see if I can get this right, that climate change is what you're wearing today. The weather is what's in your closet to wear tomorrow. Something to that effect.
Good.
First question is, I know in addition to everything under the realm of money that you pay attention to, no doubt you look at things like this hearing today, this embarrassment for Robert Mueller and the Democrats who have now wasted over $40 million taxpayer dollars on a hoax. Was this something that impacted markets at all today, or was it just some pathetic entertainment?
I think it was the latter. I think it was pathetic entertainment. Markets don't care. The markets, as I've always said, they're a great discounter of information, and they really... this is all about nothing. It really is, and I think it was said the best today that this was all about just theater, political theater. And I even sent you a link to the video. Devin Nunes, it's probably one of the best, if not the best, that I've seen, and I've seen a ton of these. Sort of a synopsis of this entire charade that we have had to deal with now, and no one's paying attention to the real colluders, the people who are responsible for all this.
That's correct.
If there's any collusion, it's between the Democrats and the Russians. And the pivotal moment
today was Mueller not knowing about the Steele dossier. How could you be investigating this and not know what prompted the whole damn thing? I mean,
you're not kidding. You're not kidding. What and everyone is saying, and so it really has been an unmitigated disaster and a total embarrassment for the Democrats. I mean, the wheels are really falling off. Even the folks at MSNBC and CNN and everywhere else are saying, "Wow, this was a real dud." And
we tried to warn them, for crying out loud.
It was pretty bad, and I was able to watch it. I've had it on all day. I've got the DVR in my office, which is nice because if I have a client meeting or I have to take a phone call, I can hit pause, kind of catch up. Mm-hmm. And it was good theater as far as I'm concerned. It being able to watch these guys just roast themselves. It was something. But no, to answer your question, no, this was a kind of moment for the market. Market could care less, especially when it comes to money. Now, if there had been a bombshell, okay.
Yeah.
If it was a major bombshell, then we might have seen some sort of reaction in markets. But of course, we were never near close to something like that. And all the only thing the market's concerned about is earnings, and earnings continue to come in pretty good. We had Facebook report. They were better than expected. A number of companies who did really quite well. And, the ones that didn't do well are the ones you would expect, which is, again, largely discounted in the market. People like Caterpillar. Okay, Caterpillar has a ton of business in China. And so, they were impacted, but this is, again, sort of widely known, so it's just not anything really useful in terms of news, or you certainly couldn't, project or make any prognostication about, the future of the U.S. economy based on stuff like that. But
what I found interesting today is looking at both indexes, Dow was off marginally. But the Standard & Poor's, which has passed the 3,000 mark, and again, it's a number, the significance of 29.99 versus 3,000 is strictly how it looks. But up 14 points. Why was that index up and the other one off a little bit today?
Yeah, so, you know, the Dow Jones is only 30 companies. Mm-hmm. And so you look at those 30 companies, you're going to have names like Caterpillar, like Boeing, even Apple, that were down today for a wide variety of reasons. I mean, and that can impact the index. While you have other companies like Coke yesterday, who had a great earnings report, and others who are doing well. So you just have to sort of decipher it and look through it. I mean, okay, Boeing, we know the story there. It's the Mac. That's the whole deal with Boeing. You look at Caterpillar. We know what that is. That's the trade war issue. None of that is all that important. Whereas if you look at the S&P 500, that's a more of a broad indicator, the top 500 companies in America. And I think that, in by and large, gives you a much, much better picture about the overall health of the U.S. stock market, because it's 500 companies and it's the biggest ones out there. So for it to be up a little bit was a good thing. And the overall trend has been higher. But, you know, right now there's a positive correlation between U.S. equity markets and U.S. bond yields. If the bond yields are going down, then stocks are going up. And based on what I'm seeing in terms of bond yields around the world and what other central banks are doing around the world, the Fed is going to have to reverse course. And as I said yesterday, this is not so much about the U.S. economy. It's much, much more about what's going on in global markets. And if we had an hour, I could explain it all in really great detail in a way that I think we would all go, wow, okay, I get it. But the bottom line is, it's the same old story. Europe is a disaster. Japan has major deflation issues. China has financial infrastructure issues and a ton of debt. And so all of these countries, China, Japan, all over Europe, the Eurozone, they're continuing to do quantitative easing. They're continuing to bring rates down. You're continuing to see negative yields all around the world. And this is at a time when our own Federal Reserve thought that they could raise interest rates, and it's just not working. You cannot do that. And so they're going to have to bring them down. I think that ultimately we'll probably see a federal funds target rate of around 1.25, which right now we're at about 2.25. And I think that you could potentially see a 10-year bond yield before the year is out at around 1.5%. If that's the case, then I think absolutely U.S. equity markets are going to follow that lead, and they're going to go higher and they're going to break out. So, and as I said, too, earnings so far, we've had about 25% of these companies report, and there hasn't been any sort of a real bad trend or some sort of ominous sign that we could point to in these earnings and say, wow, the U.S. economy is rolling over. I mean, look at UPS this afternoon. They reported earnings. UPS is also considered kind of a somewhat of a barometer of the economy for obvious reasons. And it's up 8% in after-hours trading because they beat on the top and the bottom line. So, again, if there was a situation where the economy was just in real dire straits here in America, you would see all these transport companies having real problems. Mm-hmm. You would see the consumer names were having real problems, and we're just not seeing that. So, I think next week we've got the envoy from America going over to China to sit down face-to-face and continuing trade negotiations. I'm sure we'll be getting headlines out of that. And if there's any sort of positive glimmer, any kind of anything, then I think we break out. So, positive movement on the trade deal, lower interest rate. These are the things that are going to sort of be wind in the sails of the market. And if any of those go the other way, then I think, of course, it would be the opposite.
And I also think after today, the wind is back in the sails of the Trump presidency.
There's absolutely no doubt. Look at his poll numbers. I mean, I just tell you. I did watch him. He was out there on the White House lawn. He was getting ready to go to a fundraiser event, he was taking questions, and he even cited it. He said, look, y'all can write what you want to write, but I'm telling you, our polling numbers continue to go higher through all of this fake news and this hoax and what, you know, what he said. And he's right. He's right. So, you know, I guess we should hope for them to continue with all this.
It's like, you know, the media has been just touting the, I call them the odd squad, and he never said anything remotely racist about them. They put the color into that equation, but the fact is, after that, his poll numbers went up because they're talking about things that are not generally popular with the real people in this country. You know, those of us in the middle here that the East and West Coast fly over all day long. They have no clue. They have no clue. And it's not because we're racist or Islamophobic. Or we're Americans. We're proud of the country. And we're not too happy with people that do nothing but complain. Oh, it's horrible.
Yeah.
And they've got four spokeswomen there who are, well, they've kind of pushed Nancy Pelosi. And I never thought, for their sake, Nancy Pelosi would be a healthier option, I think. But that's just my opinion. If you would like to get a plan going for your life and thinking down the road, think ahead, schedule an appointment, meet Brant and the team he's got at McDonald Hagen Wealth Management, and see how money you won't miss. Money you would throw away on a, think about it. If you were buying a coffee at Starbucks 5 days a week on your way to work, and you redirected that money into something for your future, how fast that would grow. Because you're talking, about $140 a month for coffee. You might, even if you cut that down to two or three days a week, that money adds up. Find a way to start building that nest egg. It's so important. And it's something you'll be glad you did years down the road. They can help you. 387-0094. It's all about you and a plan for you. Brant, we'll talk tomorrow, my friend.
Yeah, look forward to it.
Likewise.
Take care, buddy.
All right, 524.
Traffic is brought to you by Chad's AC Direct. Why pay $6,500 when you can get the same unit with Chad's AC Direct for only $49.96? Like the cute little girls say, call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad. Chad's AC Direct, 264-6464.
Montgomery Skywatch making our way through the 5 o'clock rush hour, and things look pretty good out on the roadways. We don't have a lot of problems for you. It's really crowded on the boulevard, so watch yourself around the intersections. If you are on the interstates, everybody's moving along at a speed limit right on I-65. I-85 is doing great, except around the interchange. Be careful there. And the 31s don't have any problems. We do see quite a crowd headed into the Wetumpka area, so if you're going that way, be careful. Haynes Ambulance is dedicated, trained, and ready to be there when you need them, both on the ground and in the air. Haynes Ambulance, proudly serving you, your family, and all of Central Alabama. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Motorcycle riders have the same rights and privileges as anyone else on the road. If you've been injured, call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Coming up, you know, a big fan of Paul Joseph Watson's work, and he's got a clip called I Love Ilhan Omar, which, in his own way, makes some really salient points. And then I have a clip to follow that of Ilhan Omar and some of her thoughts that sound kind of racist to me. That's coming up. It is 525. You know, they have sold so many millions and tens of millions of square feet of flooring at Georgia Floors Direct. Chances are, on almost any given day, unless you're staying in the house for some reason, you're going to stand on a floor at a home, a business, a school that has a connection to Georgia Floors Direct. 50 years, they have been selling popular styles, wholesale flooring, straight from the manufacturers to you, the customer. Jeff Mallinson has assembled a team of people to help you navigate those staggering choices. And over the years, they have built a team of installers who are truly second to none, the very best in flooring installation. All at a wholesale price. And a guaranteed result. You cannot go wrong. Check them out on Facebook sometime. Georgia Floors Direct, open Monday through Saturday at 1965 Eastern Boulevard next to Ashley Home.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years, and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Oh, man, piece of junk!
Claire, what are you fussing about?
I've tried to crank this, a piece of junk.
Here, try this.
Man, what brand is this?
It's a Steel, the number one selling brand in America.
Wow, this looks great. Where can I get it? Home Depot? Lowe's?
Huh? Neither. You can't buy a Steel there, but you can buy one at my store, CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
Oh, man, I bet this thing costs a fortune.
Shoot, this month I've got Steel blowers on sale for only $149, chainsaws for only $179, and just in time for grass cutting season, we've dropped the price on Steel grass trimmers to only $129.
Man, you gotta be kidding. That's about what I paid from the home store for this piece of junk. Now, what I do, though, if it breaks? Let me guess. You ship it off, it'll take 6 weeks.
No, look, some steel components have a lifetime warranty, but if it does break, I got the parts and service departments on site. Man, we service what we sell. And check this out. With our exclusive Advantage plan, if your steel does break, we may fix it for free, give you a new one, or at least have it repaired within 1 week.
Get out of here. From now on, anytime I need anything having to do with lawn equipment, I'm going to come to see you at CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
School's almost here. Isn't it an embarrassment that teachers are forced to buy their own class supplies? Isn't it a crime that kids are forced to start school without everything they need? Blue Water Broadcasting and Bachelor Technologies ask you to cram our van and help kids and teachers in the River Region get off to a great start this school year. Drop off school supplies such as pens, paper, notebooks, and backpacks to Bachelor Technologies. Bachelor Technologies, your single source of network support. Donate what you can and help us cram the van for Montgomery's public schools. From Bachelor Technologies and Blue Water Broadcasting.
To find out how you can help, visit newstalk931.com.
Boskaggs is coming to the Montgomery Performing Arts Center, and Newstalk 93.1 has your tickets. To the 3 Men and a Lady Morning Show with Greg, Jay, Emily, and Rich all week long to win a pair of tickets to see Boz Scaggs at Impact on September 8th.
Babies in the running around, hanging with the crowd, putting your business in the
tickets to Boz Scaggs at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center September 8th from News Talk 93.1. The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Ilhan Omar has said and done a lot of crazy stuff. She described the worst terrorist atrocity ever perpetrated on US soil as some people did something.
Some people did something?
She called for, quote, compassion for wannabe ISIS jihadists and said that a judge in Minnesota should give them lenient sentences. She refused to denounce Al-Qaeda.
Can you respond to some of the president's specific claims, most notably that you're a communist and that you're pro-Al-Qaeda?
You might have noticed how when he said, go back to where you came from, there was an uproar.
That you're pro-Al-Qaeda.
She refused to denounce the Antifa terrorist attack on an ICE facility in Washington State.
Will you condemn the Antifa attack in Washington over the weekend? It's easy to condemn terrorism. Will you condemn it?
Is it clear?
Antifa firebombed a facility in Tacoma over the weekend. It's an ICE facility. Will you condemn them for that?
She was caught on camera laughing about and making light of the Islamic terrorist threat.
And so it was the thing that was interesting in the class was every time the professor said Al-Qaeda, he sort of, like, his shoulders went up and, you know.
Yeah, he's in command,
like,
here.
Al-Qaeda, you know, has been.
He's an expert.
She blamed America for the collapse of the socialist system in Venezuela.
A lot of the policies that we have put in place has kind of helped lead the devastation in Venezuela.
Some say she even married her own brother. That's a lot of crazy. But despite all of that, I love Ilhan Omar. And if you want to see Trump re-elected, you should love her too, because she's the best thing that ever happened to him. An internal poll of swing Democrat voters found that Omar had a favorability rating of just 9%. In its report about the poll, Axios had to stress that this was not a typo. She literally has a favorability rating of just 9%. So although I love her, a lot of Democrats don't. So by making her the face of the Democrats, along with AOC, whose favorability rating isn't that much higher, Trump is pulling a masterstroke. It's a simple but genius political trick. Trump has forced moderate Democrats to rally around the squad, despite the fact that the squad is hugely unpopular with key voters in swing states. The same squad that includes Rashida Tlaib, who said she was, quote, afraid of her fellow Americans after 9/11.
We're gonna go in there, we're gonna impeach them.
The same squad that includes Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who thinks the world's gonna end in 12 years and that there are literal concentration camps in America.
All those crazy beliefs
that Ilhan Omar and the squad represent now represent the Democratic Party. Good luck with trying to use that as a policy platform that will resonate with tens of millions of American people. Last night, while Trump was criticizing Ilhan Omar at a rally in North Carolina, the crowd chanted, "Send her back." This was after Trump tweeted that Omar should go back to Somalia and fix some of the problems there before lecturing America. Canadian Somali journalist Hodan Nalaya did go back to Somalia to do precisely that. She wanted to challenge stereotypes to prove that Somalia was peaceful and beautiful. Nalaya became well known for her relentlessly positive tweets about Somalia. Just 1 week ago, she lauded the beauty of the place. One respondent praised her for, quote, countering the doom narrative propagated by many about Somalia. Another Somali writer praised her, portraying an image of the country radically different from the stereotype of, quote, victims trapped in a vicious circle of conflicts. And during a video tour on her YouTube channel of the town of Kismayo, Nalaya said that she was hopeful the area could be rebuilt and revived because this place is beautiful.
Kismayo, you're watching the best of Somalia as we show you around this beautiful town.
What happened to Nalaya? On Friday last week, she was killed in that very same town when Al-Shabaab militants car-bombed and stormed the Asai Hotel in Kismayo. 26 people were killed in total, and it took Somali security forces 14 hours to regain control of the hotel. So no, I don't think Ilhan Omar should be sent back to Somalia, because Somalia's a very dangerous place. I think Omar should very much stay in the United States and continue with her incredibly successful efforts at securing the re-election of Donald Trump. She's the best political weapon Trump could possibly have in his arsenal going into 2020. But given what happened to Hodan Nalaya in Somalia, maybe Ilhan Omar should rein in the America-hating just a bit and show a little more gratitude for having the opportunity to live in the greatest country on earth.
Yeah, and receive the support of a media that looks the other way on everything, like, oh, paperwork that says she may or may not have been married to her brother. You know, she could be in here illegally. Wouldn't that be something if we had to deport a congresswoman?
Oh, that'd be amazing, yeah.
Right back to that delightful country she came from. By the way, they have had huge crime issues in Minnesota with Somalians. There was an event the other day. I've got the video on it. You could probably Google it and find it. Somalis terrorizing a neighborhood, not in the with bombs, just harassing people, scaring people, because they're here now, you see, and we're going to do it their way. This is the clip that Roz found from Ilhan Omar in an interview with Al Jazeera.
It was worthy of respect. And I think that is where we are moving away from the idea that we are supposed to be a welcoming nation.
A lot of conservatives in particular would say that the rise in Islamophobia is a result not of hate, but of fear, a legitimate fear, they say, of quote-unquote jihadist terrorism, whether it's Fort Hood or San Bernardino or the recent truck attack in New York. What do you say to them?
I would say our country should be more fearful of white men across our country, because they are actually causing most of the deaths within this country. And so if fear was the driving force of policies to keep America safe, Americans safe inside of this country, we should be profiling, monitoring, and creating policies to fight the radicalization of white men.
Who's radicalizing you? Who's working on you specifically to make you radical white man terrorist?
I think Barney started young. And it's built up a hot, white hot rage within me.
This is the woman, by the way, who made the comment, just because some people did something on 9/11, and the next day the New York Post republished the images from 9/11. Here's your some people did something. You know, this, I think what the interview was getting at there, and I've thought about this myself, you know, the left's simpleton method to excuse everything as some kind of a mental illness. It's a phobia. When you represent a religion that includes a huge number of fanatics who are willing to kill themselves to kill as many of us infidels, I think the fear is legitimate. Why do you think we have the FBI and, well, at least the field agents, the upper levels? I have grave doubts. I think Christopher Wray and a lot of the people that are still in there are going to be taken out at some point by, as soon as Barr and the IG report, I saw a little segment on that. The Inspector General's report on all of this clearly says that James Comey lied to President Trump, and that firing was justified. But how about the commission or violation of rules? You know, will there be consequences? We can only hope. Because right now we live in a country where the Clintons and those connected to them never have consequences. Epstein, for example, when all of that comes out, when does that come out? Why are we always waiting for it to come out? If they had it on Republicans, it would have been leaked.
Yep.
Immediately. Because they can't wait to get that kind of dirt out there. But the trouble with this whole Mueller thing has been there's really been nothing to leak. But somebody did ask him today, right? Why, if he knew by the midterm election that there was no collusion, why that was not made known? This guy has been nothing more than a DNC operative, a Democratic operative. Complete waste of time. So, and there's Ilhan Omar with her hate. Nobody, but that's not hate. That's, what do you call it, honkophobia? I'm sorry, you can only laugh at it because I put a thing up today that basically on Facebook said, everything is racist, right?
Oh, yeah.
Everything.
Mm-hmm.
This is funny. It's a meme. Trump says, I am pro-oxygen, sweet, beautiful oxygen. And then you see a Democrat with a plastic bag over their head. That's how they are. That doesn't mean, what the hell is this? How come I'm getting posts on my timeline from people? Nobody's supposed to be able to post on my timeline. If your stuff ends up on my timeline, it's going to get taken down. And ultimately, if I have to block you, I will. There's enough crap on there already. Where is this? Well, worth the wait. Jim Jordan's testimony. That I've got on there today. Here we go again. Hide from timeline. How does that... Well, you've tried to fix this.
Yeah, I thought I did.
And it specifically says that I'm the only person that can post on my timeline. And it wasn't the way I wanted it to work originally, by the way, but once things got very political through social media back in 2010, 2009, I had no choice. Every once in a while, I'll look at the list of people I've blocked over the years, And it saddens me because some of them were really good friends at one point. But as soon as I questioned the Saint Obama, oh my goodness, their opinion of me just immediately changed. Kind of pathetic, kind of sad. Don't forget, Baumhauer's after the show. I hope you can come and join us. I'll be the one wearing the Apollo 11 hat.
Montgomery Skywatch in the middle of the 5 o'clock rush hour, and we have a couple of problems on the interstate for you. We have an accident on I-85 southbound between the Boulevard and Perry Hill Road. It's slowing traffic down a little bit, but everybody's moving along pretty well. It's also a big crowd around the interchange, so be careful if you're headed that way. If you're going north on I-65 from the interchange, you're going to slow down around the Northern Boulevard. It's a small traffic jam. You'll get through it and head on to Prattville pretty quickly. If you're on the 31s, 231 into Wetumpka is real busy this afternoon. Be careful around Brooks Road and around the Redland Road traffic. Get the Toyota of your choice now during the Big One sales event at Reinhardt Toyota. This special sale is in its final days. Reinhardt Toyota. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Samantha Williams. A robbery turned into a homicide at a Brundage gas station this morning. Police say an employee was shot and killed at the Gulf gas station on Highway 10. It happened at about 6 this morning, and right now police are reviewing surveillance video and looking for a male suspect. Authorities have not yet released that victim's name. Plus, in national news, former special counsel Robert Mueller testified this morning in front of the U.S. House Judiciary and Intelligence Committees about his investigation into Russian meddling in the 2016 presidential election. That investigation lasted nearly 2 years. And Governor Ivey is holding several ceremonial signings today. Two items of interest: the first responders bill that makes it a capital offense for the murder of a first responder. It's named after William Buechner, an Auburn police officer who was killed in the line of duty back in May. Also, Governor Ivey is signing the Anti-Road Rage Act. I'm Samantha Williams. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, the best quality building materials in the River Region for decades. From common builds to special orders and local delivery. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Rich Thomas Weather.
We don't get many nice breaks like this in the summertime, so we're enjoying every second of this. Tonight, clear skies, cool, comfortable, overnight low temperatures 65. Tomorrow, just about perfect again with low humidity and a high in the upper 80s. Lows at night in the upper 60s. Friday, I think we're still dry. High temperature up to about 90. A little more sticky towards Friday evening as the humidity creeps back. And then back to business as usual, Saturday and Sunday. Heat and humidity, highs in the lower 90s, and a few spotty storms here and there. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Check out ASE Credit Union's free Kasasa Cashback checking account. With cashback, you can earn 3% cashback on all purchases. Qualifications and rules apply. See an ASE rep for more details. Federally insured by NCUA. Online at yourasecu.com. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
Get in and get it done with Kawasaki's top line of rugged mule side-by-sides. For work, getting around, or cutting loose, there's a mule side-by-side to fit the way you live. The latest generation of Strong features the midsize Mule Pro MX, the fastest, most powerful two-passenger machine ever. With a rugged chassis and a capable top speed, the Mule Pro MX can go from tackling hard jobs to conquering tough trails. When it comes to build quality, every Mule side-by-side is built to last, so you can do more and go further with peace of mind. It helps to know that every Mule side-by-side is backed confidently by the industry-leading Kawasaki Strong 3-year limited warranty. So whether you work hard or play hard, Kawasaki Mule side-by-sides have your back. You can find them at Ward's Kawasaki, Highway 231 in Troy, Alabama.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
The Health and Wealth Show on WACV, weeknights at 7, Saturday mornings at 8:30, and Sundays at 1 in the afternoon. Watch for the Health and Wealth Show weekends on the CW and ABC 32. The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Here's bumper music you're not going to get anywhere else. This is just Paul McCartney, bass lines from Abbey Road on Come Together. Remember last week we were talking about the process of assembling a song?
Oh, yeah.
And how tedious it can be. When I heard this, this just came to my attention this morning. This is what bands doing a song can be like. They isolate each instrument. It's amazing in a way that they can play their part of it individually, and then they put all these layers together. And at the time, it was like it was 16 tracks, but they have like many more than that now.
No, it's unlimited.
And then they build a cake out of it, and that's the song.
Mm-hmm.
And they mix the levels to the satisfaction of the audio engineer. It's very impressive work, but it is also incredibly tedious. Like, how do you tell that particular bass riff there is better than another one that sounds almost identical? How do you pick one?
Well, this is why, I mean, I don't want to bore people. This is why I'm so impressed with Prince. Is, like, I've been read that book on his recording session, especially in the early 80s. I mean, the guy would literally sit down. He was one of those guys, his favorite movie was Amadeus. A movie about Mozart.
Oh, I've seen that.
Yeah, and that was Prince's favorite movie because he said that's how music came to him. Like a bass line or something somebody would say, and he'd see the whole song in his head complete. So much that he could sit down, you're like, how do you layer these things? Oh, I'm going to lay down the drum track. I'm going to lay down the bass track and the guitar and the keys and not make a mistake.
That was a movie that came out in the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to remember the guy that played him in that film. He did a great job. That was a movie I found myself liking, even though I didn't think I would.
Well, in Prince's favorite scene, you probably remember the scene in that movie, and was
it's
where
been a long time since I've seen it.
But it's where Salieri is teaching the king a new song he made for the king, and the king's like playing it, and Mozart walks in. And they're like, oh, have you heard the new song for the king? He's like, very good, Your Majesty, very good. Would you like to play it, Amadeus? And he, like, here's the music. He's like, I don't need the music. I heard it once. I already know it. He's like, oh, yeah, this is what y'all are playing?
Yeah.
Now, wouldn't it sound a little better if you did this with it? And, yeah, that was apparently Prince's favorite scene. Because you just, some people really can't, it's not, some people have perfect pitch. But then some people really can just see music and hear it in these complex ways. It's a remarkable gift.
Let me, this is, by the way, that's the role of the producer, to add those touches, mm-hmm, or flourishes or strings, where maybe the writer of the song originally didn't envision strings.
Right.
I want to give you a quick example here. It'll take me a second to cue it up. I'm done with Ilhan Omar. And this is at the very beginning of the song, although this song does contain many moments, I think, that make it unique as a single. One of the best, in my opinion, not just by the band, but, and it comes up here, you're going to hear a triangle.
Lady, when you're with me, I'm smiling.
Unfortunately, with this board, you're not going to hear it because this is one of those mixes that doesn't do...
Is it a tambourine or finger something?
No, it's a triangle. It's a little metal triangle. King.
Oh, there, I heard it. Yeah.
Well, it stands out a little bit more in the intro of the song, but that's one of those things that the guy that produced the record said, I want to do something here, I just don't know what. And it ended up just clinging the triangle to add that touch to the song. That song, since I've got it up, I mean the song here, for the bolero, the use of the bolero, which is rare in rock and roll music. say that then. Dennis's wife Suzanne inspired this song.
I think if I think a studio musician's in building a song, I just watched it when I, set up my new speakers in my new place. I watched a classic albums documentary on Steely Dan's Asia. But Steely Dan really is, it's not a normal band. Like, it's not a devoted group of guys. It's just two guys, Walter Becker and Donald Fagen. And Walter no longer with us. But they have a unique sound no matter how many different studio musicians they'd have in. They'd literally play musical bands on different tracks. And when you want to talk about layering, and, I mean, other songs come to mind from other bands, like Bohemian Rhapsody, for instance, is what a masterpiece. But Steely Dan, they would see the songs in their heads, and they would look for a particular sound. So much so that it's like, we got to try out 12 different guitar players for the guitar solo on Peg. Until one guy, session musician in L.A., comes in, instead of using some, like, stupid envelope, puts on, like, a surfer rock sound and nails it.
Mm.
And they're like, oh, okay, that's it. And then, oh, let's get Michael McDonald on Peg to sing the background vocals and have him harmonize with himself on, like, a five-note chord. And the phrasing is just exact. It's just such precision. And for a band to have a unique sound when it's not even the same people playing...
Mm.
Is a testament to those guys' brilliance in the studio. I love Steely Dan for that.
This is a subject we should explore more in depth sometime. Remember we were going to do the Festival of Stupid Lyrics?
Yeah.
We really should. In fact, I'll bet if we did a little Google research, we could probably narrow that down to, a list that somebody's made of insipid lyrics and songs that were enormously popular.
Oh, sure.
I'm sure it could be done. We are at 5:54. The Joey Clark Radio Hour is next. Some white guy just walked in the room. I think that's Seth Spotlow. I'm not sure. Probably a terrorist.
No, we have to take care of the homeless, Greg.
Well, and it leads to inevitable Sethophobia. So just be prepared, folks. 5:54. One last good word this afternoon for a man who built his business on the boulevard at East Shirley Lane. But far more than, you know what I'm going to do with this? I'm going to throw this through a wall before I leave here today. I am on the air. Donnie Turner, Montgomery Paint and Body. Yes, there is a facility on the boulevard at East Shirley Lane. And yeah, it's brick and mortar, and then some really amazing technologies inside, the latest state-of-the-art automotive body repair technicians and the equipment they use. There's nothing that's more contemporary than MPB. But the one thing you can't see in that building, but has been there since day one, is Donnie Turner's business ethic. And from the day they opened, he refused to participate in any game playing that would shortchange the customer at any state and in putting a car back together. Wouldn't do it. And he held his ground, and now they have become the gold standard for that level and depth of automotive body repair. So when you take your car to MPB, you're going to get it back as close to new looking and maybe even better. I mean, I have, all of us on the morning show have been there. Some of the more
adorable
people on the morning show have been there quite a few times over 30 years. But it's always at the end of the trail, after the paperwork and insurance adjusters and all that hassle, when you see your car for the first time, your jaw will drop and you will be very happy you chose Montgomery Paint and Body. 27 Rec with a W on the boulevard at East Shirley Lane.
Montgomery Sky Watch, taking a look at your afternoon traffic, and things are busy out on the boulevard, but we don't have any big problems. Everybody's moving along pretty smoothly. If you're on the 31s, there's also no trouble there. Just head on to the house safely. If you're on the interstates, everybody seems to be rolling along at a speed limit ride. The accident between Perry Hill and the boulevard doesn't look like it's slowing traffic down at all, but be careful as you pass through that area. Fall semester classes at Trenum State Community College begin August 16th. Start the enrollment process now. Call 420-4200. Trenum State, the college for real careers. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
If you get hurt in a car wreck and the insurance company offers you a tiny check, say no. Call the Vance Law Firm now.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, we do buy
diamonds, gemstones, gold and platinum.
Yes, we do buy
or trade.
Yes, we do buy
diamonds, coins, gold and silver.
Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry.
Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry is open 7 days a week at the Pepper Tree Shops on Vaughn Road.
United for your comfort.
Shane is here from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort. Summer is here and it is hot and humid.
No doubt, and nobody wants to come home to a hot house.
Don't be uncomfortable in your own home with an old AC that runs all the time. Let a comfort specialist from United give you a free estimate on a system replacement or an evaluation of your ductwork.
That's right. We also specialize in ductwork and airflow, too.
There are a lot of times your AC runs for a long time because you're losing most of your cold air in your attic. So remember, sealed and properly sized ductwork will help your AC not work as hard and help save energy.
Don't waste your hard-earned money cooling your attic. Give us a call today.
Stop throwing money away on high utility bills and call United today at 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friends over at 4 Healthy Pets. 4 Healthy Pets is on the Atlanta Highway, just up the hill from Faulkner University in the HealthWise Foods Shopping Center. 4 Healthy Pets is where you'll find all your favorite companies like Fromm, Nature's Logic, Victor, Nulo, Earthborn Venture, Nutrisource, Waruva, Farmina, Open Farm, First Mate, Canine Naturals, and more. 4 Healthy Pets even has freeze-dried and frozen brands like Answers, Primal, Northwest Naturals, Nature's Logic, and more. Come get your favorite brands at 4 Healthy Pets or check them out online, 4HealthyPetsOnline.com.
The best things in life are free.
Hi, folks. Rusty here. And everybody knows that the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest is on every weekday evening at 7 right here on News Talk 93.1. The show can also be heard Saturday mornings at 8:30 and Sunday afternoons at 1. We're also on television. The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest is on ABC 32 Saturday evenings at 5 right before the national news. David is very excited.